live. The transmission is live. The broadcast is live. If you're watching on Twitter, Facebook, Rumble, YouTube, welcome to the Jonathan Cogan Show. It's great to have you. Honestly, it's always good to have you. I'm not going to lie. I'm super grateful to have you. And if you celebrate the holidays, if you celebrate Christmas, I hope you had a merry, merry Christmas. If you celebrate Hanukkah, I hope you had a happy Hanukkah. If you celebrate Kwanzaa, I hope you had a phenomenal Kwanzaa. And if you are anti-holidays, because that's the spirit of your soul, then I hope you've had a fantastic anti-holiday week, month, year, whatever. Your worldview is accepted on this podcast because everybody, no matter who and how they affiliate themselves, if they are a good human being that brings value and kindness to society, you're welcome. You are welcome in the community. Starts with the Jonathan Cogan Show and it ends with you. We are a team together. Love, spirits. Now let's focus. I got great news for you. And this is going to blow your socks off if you didn't know it. So if you didn't know, you can go find the previous podcast, many, many podcasts that go on the Jonathan Cogan Show, or you could just go on YouTube and look up Event 201. You could just Google Event 201 and learn about Event 201, which was a simulation where a lot of powerful people sponsored by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Johns Hopkins that predicted a virus, the one that went around, that exact one, that was actually literally, swear to God, predicted and simulated. In fact, why don't I, you know what? If you have forgotten for whatever reason, let me just play like a minute for you just to refresh your memory before I go on to the next news, which is extravagant. And you're going to be so excited about the next news. So this is literally on YouTube, Event 201. You can go look it up. It's legit. This is real. I'll just play like 45 seconds of it. This is Event 201, the pandemic exercise. This is the highlights reel. This is from the WHO. So here we go. Or some government body. Here we go.
It began in healthy looking pigs months, perhaps years ago. A new coronavirus spread silently within herds. Gradually, farmers started getting sick. Infected people got a respiratory illness with symptoms ranging from mild flu-like signs to severe pneumonia. The sickest required intensive care. Many died. Experts agree unless it is quickly controlled, it could lead to a severe pandemic, an outbreak that circles the globe and affects people everywhere.
Does a pandemic emerge?
The mission of the Pandemic Emergency Board is to provide recommendations to deal with the major global challenges arising in response to an unfolding pandemic. The board is comprised of highly experienced leaders from business, public health, and civil society.
We could be looking at double the number of cases in 1 week and 16 times as many in a month if we are not able to stop the spread. That would be on the order of 500,000 cases, and it would continue to rise exponentially. In 3 months, we could be approaching 10 million cases.
We're at the start of what's looking like it will be a severe pandemic. And there are problems emerging that can only be solved by global business and governments working together.
Here's their fake news update. GNN, very close to CNN.
We have known about caps-like viruses in animals and people for decades, but have not been successful at developing a licensed vaccine. And so, sure, yeah, they are new technology.
You got it. That was the first minute 49 seconds or whatever. So remember that. Go watch on your own. Well, that same elite group of people, okay? Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Rockefeller, the CIA, a whole bunch of fantastic people who love you more than they love their own children have now ran. And by the way, that simulation happened about 6 weeks before the real thing happened. But that, we're not conspiratorial here. I'm just telling you the facts, and then you use your own decision-making, critical thinking, whatever you want to use. I do not care. I'm just here to break the truth to you and tell you facts that you may not get elsewhere because you deserve to know it, because you're a peasant and I'm a peasant and we love each other. or we respect each other. Next, 2025, baby. 2025. The Don Dollar, hotter than holy water. He wishes he was your baby's father. Bill Gates has predicted that in 2025, there is going to be a second pandemic outbreak, and it's going to be called catastrophic contagion. This one is going to be a different type of virus. Instead of a corona virus, we had to space that out, you know, because the AI algorithm, you get what I mean? You know, that was very, it spread very quickly. It's very contagious, but it wasn't very lethal, right? But this one is going to be a different type of virus. It's going to be more like Ebola. It's going to be like Ebola. That category, very exciting, can take out more people, much more lethal. I mean, this is the juice. This is the butter. So this is the potatoes and the potatoes. This is called catastrophic contagion. They ran their simulation. Last time this group of people ran Event 201, the other simulation, the actual thing occurred in real life 6 weeks later. This one, catastrophic contagion, they just ran a couple months ago, I believe in October. I'm going to play about 2 minutes and 44 seconds, I think that's what it was, of the new simulation, let's say, you know, where they practice makes perfect. And in 2025, the prediction is that's when it will happen. Now, that would be a lot different than Event 201, which there was a 6 week buffer. This one would be multiple years. So maybe we're behind schedule and they want to scoot it on up. Or maybe they're just practicing even more this time. And simultaneously, companies like Moderna, you can go watch the people's doctor, Dr. John Campbell on YouTube, one of the best, you know, the people's doctor basically is what he is. He's the YouTube doctor for people, right? Nurse, whatever. He broke the news a couple days ago about how Moderna is opening up massive, massive inoculation facilities in Canada and Australia and elsewhere to make 100 million plus doses of mRNA for you and your loved ones. So he wants to know, like, why, you know, are we doing this? Go watch John Campbell's video. I'll link it below. You can go watch it. Just raises questions like, why are we going all out? You know, we still don't know long-term stuff, but maybe we do. Maybe we do. Who knows? Maybe it's an experiment. Maybe it's not. We do not know. I just need to tell you what's going on. Again, I need to break to you just what's going on in the world, because you may or may not be droning through life, just droning, doing the same thing every day, just droning, not even paying attention. Like, you live in the matrix. You do the same thing with work. You wake up, you get the same coffee, you commute, or you just log on and do the same things. And then before you know it, 60 years goes by and you're on your fucking deathbed and you're like, oh my God, I wish I took a chance. Oh my God, I'm so sad. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I don't want that to happen for you. But while you are droning like a drone with just totally oblivious, literally like in the movie The Matrix, where he's walking them through, you know, the simulation at first and going, oh, you know, they're all part of it. They're not ready to pop out yet. But you are ready to pop out. You're ready to pop out. Okay. And we're popping out together. Let me, before I get off track, I know I'm going on and on, but this is crucial. This is important. If you want to watch this on Twitter, we do everything live on Twitter now at KOGZ. Feel free to follow there. This is the video of catastrophic contagion, which is expected to drop at a theater near you, aka Earth, in 2025. I mean, this is just fantastic. And if things go according to history, I mean, it's likely. Here we go. Take a listen or watch on Rumble. YouTube, this will probably get banned. So watch on Rumble, yeah, or Twitter. Here we go. October 23rd, 2022.
Officials in two Latin American countries alerted the WHO of several outbreaks of a new infectious disease that's mysteriously appearing across the region. Severe epidemic enterovirus respiratory syndrome 2025. Over the past 6 weeks alone, there have been 500 confirmed or suspected cases reported. The virus could cause a severe pandemic if early containment and mitigation efforts are not successful.
The pandemic in this type of situation and trend would be a risk for the global health security.
Pandemics are political, financial, and so much broader.
We have not leadership in country. And I think that we need to be also very careful. We cannot decide a lot of things without the leaders be involved and agree on that.
There is no substitute for national leadership.
It's important to support the local response or the national response.
Training those that are in these areas first, enabling them with the tools, protecting them, and if needs be, regional solidarity first.
At this stage, communication is key, and communication should include not just scientists with data, but also social, religious, and political leaders.
Trust. This is an essential issue, and trust was broken among countries, between populations and healthcare systems, between healthcare systems and governments.
I'm very sorry to say that in 2025, we need to strengthen the health system.
WHO needs to be a voice for the voiceless.
No one is safe until all of us are safe.
As of today, there have been an estimated 1 billion cases worldwide, with more than 20 million deaths, including nearly 15 million children. Countless millions are alive, but left with paralysis or brain damage. The most successful countries are those which invested in preparedness and trained for this moment years in advance. This included having full-time pandemic preparedness and response teams, which conducted detailed operational planning and routinely tested those plans through exercises and drills. If more countries had participated and heeded the guidance, the toll might have been much less.
You know what? We made a mistake. She said something very important, and this is very, very crucial that we need to reiterate. She said it could have been better if we had pandemic preparedness. And there is nobody that I know of outside of Bill Melinda Gates Foundation that has tried to donate more capital to pandemic preparedness than Sam Bankman-Fried. And we have the audacity to try and lock that man up. That man is trying to prepare us for the next pandemic. Sam Bankman-Fried wasn't doing all this for himself or his family and their $200 million properties that they got. That wasn't anything to do with what his only sole goal was. And that was to maximize the amount of money he can give for pandemic preparedness, because he was not greedy. He was not a criminal. He was a saint, and he was a man trying to make the world a better place with his heart. And sure, it involved billions of dollars. Sure, he donated the second largest to the Biden administration. Sure, he was trying to pass legislation that gave FTX, you know, a free card for their corruption. But that has nothing to do with his dedication and just passion and love for pandemic preparedness. And now we have screwed that up. We're trying to lock him up. We're trying to put him on trial. I say free Sam Bankman-Fried. Free that man. Free him. What do you hate, Jews? Come on. Let that man go. So I mean that. We need to give Sam Bankman-Fried a second thought, okay? Maybe he wasn't a bad man. Maybe he was a reincarnation of Jesus coming down from the heavens to prepare us from the next pandemic. Have you ever thought of that? You are such scum if you think he's a criminal. You're an anti-Semite. You're an anti-Semite. Free Sam Bankman-Fried. Signed, everybody who cares about being prepared for pandemics. Okay? That's how it goes. So very important that you know that you got to watch that. I'm very happy you got to watch Catastrophic Contagion, a global challenge exercise. It happened October 23rd, 2022. If you didn't know, I don't know why you didn't know, because you voted for it probably wherever you are, whatever country you're in. And if you're in a country with like a dictator or something like that, well, then maybe you didn't vote for it, but you still said yes because you live where a dictator is. But don't worry. Every country basically lives where there's a dictator. Okay. The elites are all having their fun, using us as pawns, and we're just trying to stay free, not have the whole global financial markets go bust and pop everybody out of the matrix before it's too late, before the CBDC is implemented. And then once you have central bank digital currencies and that money can be programmed, it's over. It's done. And I think people are going to embrace it like they embraced their first child. Okay. People apparently love authoritarianism. They love tyranny. They do not like to learn history. They want to be ruled over and told what to do. It's mind-blowing, but it's an unfortunate truth. But for those of you who want to stay free and do what you want, as you want, how you want, when you want, that's what the Jonathan Cogan Show is here to do. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Please donate. Patreon.com/ownership economy. Subscribe to the Rumble channel. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. And I will leave you with this. I will leave you with this. It's a very important story. And hopefully you learned something. I've never told this before. So here we go. So it's the holidays. And I went into a bar. All right. And I see this dude at the bar who is like shredded. Just ripped. Okay. Just incredible shape. Okay. Like, and I'm personally trying to get into shape and trying to get strong and chiseled, and it's tough for me. So I see this dude and he's just like ripped, but he had like an abnormally tiny head. He just had his body was ripped and he had this like little head. So I went out to him and I was like, man, I was like, dude, you're chiseled. I'm trying to get chiseled too. But why do you have a little head that is so small and disproportionate to your body? He said he was in Miami for the holidays and was at a beach the week prior. And he was on the beach and walking on the sand by himself, and he found a genie bottle. And he picked up the genie bottle and boom, out pops a genie. And the genie goes, I will grant you any three wishes you want. You get three wishes and I will grant you those wishes. And then I will go away forever. And he goes, okay, that's great. And she goes, well, what do you want? And he goes, I want $10 million in cash. The genie waves her arm and poof, he has $10 million in cash. She goes, you get two more. He goes, I want $100 million yacht. The genie waves her hand. And a yacht comes up right to the beach. And she goes, this is yours. What is your third and final wish? And this guy said to the genie, I want to have sex with you. I want to sleep with you. And the genie goes, well, you can't. I don't have those parts. So I can't do that. And so the man goes, all right. Well, how about a little head? And that, my friends, is how this man ended up with a little head. All right, everybody. Take care. I love you. Have a fantastic rest of your day. I'll see you tomorrow with the truth and nothing but the truth. So help us. Subscribe to the Jonathan Cogan Show. Share with a friend. Share with a family member. Let's take this thing to the moon and back. All right. I'll see you soon. Bye.